We're going to end this segment talking about the McCain campaign, and joining us is Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, you've been in Western Ohio, or Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, assessing voters who are very much in play. Let me play for you this sort of over-the-weekend stump speech of John McCain, which really sort of sums up where he's at emotionally at this point.
America faces a big choice, and there's just one day left. Pundits have written us off just like they've done before, and my opponent is measuring the drapes in the White House. They may not know it, but the Mac is back.
Andrea Bernstein, is the Mac back?
Well, I haven't seen so much of the Mac. I miss the Mac. The Mac was a lot of fun to talk to. This Mac stays in the front of his campaign plane and seals himself off, and the voters know it. Lots of Republicans said to me, I would have voted for Mac, but Mac hasn't been around this time around.
So the McCain campaign has seven stops today, and they're in places that you wouldn't expect. I particularly love Roswell, New Mexico, where John McCain is going. But anyway, what do you think the strategy is at this point, in any sense of the mood and the sort of resources that the campaign is putting into these final moments?
I think the problem for John McCain is that he made his bed and today he's having to lie in it. I mean, you know, he's in Pittsburgh today. Hillary Clinton is in Pittsburgh. They made Pennsylvania a big area of focus for their campaign. Basically, they said, okay, we're going to offset Obama's gains in Virginia, Iowa, and some of these other states with the electoral-rich state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, there were some reasons for it. I mean, you know, I had a conversation, interesting conversation with Governor Ed Rendell before one of the debates. You know, we've seen a lot of sort of open and covert racism in our counties that count tour. People can go on the takeaway.org and listen to that if they want. And I asked Governor Rendell, and the first thing he said was, I told him that during the primary. And then he said, look, if someone is drowning in the river and someone sticks out an arm to save you, you're not checking to see the color of that arm. And that seems to be what has obtained here in Pennsylvania in a race that remains significantly ahead for Obama, even as it's tightening in these last few days.
What about the national strategy? Why is John McCain apparently needed in states that we presumably wouldn't have thought would be contested?
Well, you know, when Sarah Palin got up and gave her speech at the convention, where she started talking about small-town America, fundamental miscalculation from the McCain campaign is there aren't enough voters in small towns to win. And what they need to do is appeal to a sense of America that it has of itself, sort of a upstanding rural nation. This is something that goes back to Jefferson. That's where the good morals lie. But, you know, some of these towns that he was in yesterday, I drove through Hanoverton, Ohio, took about a minute to get through. And even then I saw a sign that said, you can take my sign, but not my vote, Obama. He's not getting 100% of the voters. And then he comes to a place like Pittsburgh, which is a big city. It has African-Americans. It has Latinos. It's mostly white, but it still has a lot of unions, a lot of working class people. And they've created this us versus them thing, which hasn't worked. And they've lost the suburbs. They've lost the independents. They've lost the Republican Party elites, the people that listen to Colin Powell and Lawrence Eagleburger. And it's all in all a very bad picture going into Election Day for the McCain campaign.
Well, Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much for assessing that picture for us. She's Takeaway political director, joining us from Pittsburgh, PA, where she's in the battleground zone there between Ohio and Pennsylvania. Big media buy by the McCain campaign, Patrick Henry Bass.
Yeah, exactly.
Reverend Wright is sort of making his ugly head.
And Dick Morris is actually behind that, $2 million. Right. Saw several of them last night.
Well, more on the campaign from Patrick Henry Bass later on in the hour. This is The Takeaway. We want your political slogan for the last 20 months. It's really just one more day. Well, maybe a couple more days. 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org. It's not over till it's over, right, Patrick?
That's exactly right.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.